Trina, good afternoon. Thanks for being with us.
No problem, guys. Good afternoon.
Tonight, Boston Celtics take on the New York Knicks, and this Celtics team playing very good basketball of late, 13 wins in the last 16 games. And you had a piece last night on the King in the Fourth of the play of Isaiah Thomas, really putting up some remarkable numbers lately.
Yeah, he's been unbelievable. I mean, what he's doing, I was even surprised to see that his average is 10 points. This is over the season, and 10.1 points per game in the fourth quarter. It is better than some of the best in basketball history, better than LeBron James, better than Russell Westbrook, better than Michael Jordan, better than Kobe Bryant. I mean, those are pretty incredible numbers for a guy that, if you think about it, not that long ago, people were wondering. I mean, when I say not that long ago, earlier this season when he was out, there were people wondering aloud if whether or not maybe the Celtics team was better off without Isaiah Thomas. Maybe they would play better without him. And then when he came back, if he played okay, you could trade him away. Now people are talking about, is this a player that you build this franchise around, and do you pay him a max contract?
And would you say that he certainly belongs in that conversation for most valuable player?
I think he belongs in the conversation just simply because of what he does for this team. I mean, obviously, Russell Westbrook, James Harden are incredible players. I would say that those are probably the two that are getting the most talk besides him right now. As the Celtics go, Isaiah Thomas goes, right? So isn't that sort of, to me, that's the definition of the most valuable player? But it would be hard. I mean, you have to look also at what Westbrook is doing in a much tougher conference with the Thunder. They're, you know, still, I think, a step above. They are a step above of where the Celtics are overall. And with Kevin Durant gone, a lot of people wondered what would happen to the Thunder. And Westbrook has, you know, they're not necessarily that 1-2 team anymore, but they're still in that upper echelon of a much better conference.
The team is playing so well and seem to have a pretty good mix and chemistry there. Do you think Danny Ainge risks that by bringing in somebody new around the trading deadline, or does he not worry about that if he can get a quality player that might be the difference maker for this club?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you worry about that. I mean, that, you know, I think players change teams all the time. I think it depends on who you're going to bring in. You know, I mean, obviously DeMarcus Cousins is off the table because he said he's going to sign, you know, that long-term extension and stay out in Sacramento with the Kings. But, you know, that move would probably worry me more than, say, if you were able to get a Nerlens Noel, or if you were really, really lucky, you could get an Anthony Davis from the Pelicans. Melo, I know that name has come up, Carmelo Anthony, in the last couple of days because, you know, he had that closed-door meeting with Phil Jackson, and people are wondering whether or not he's happy. He can kind of be a ball hog and a malcontent. You know, I think it depends on the personality, but I think for the most part, if a team can win and you can help a team win, that tends to cure most ills.
We're talking with Trenny Kuznarek here on Downtown Patriots, headed for their sixth consecutive AFC Conference Final this weekend as they face the Steelers. What should be the biggest concern for Patriots fans about this Pittsburgh team?
I would say that their defense has been better as of late. They've been getting to the quarterback more. They've been forcing more turnovers. So, you know, if they can sort of look at what Houston did and blueprint that, which I think is probably nearly impossible because I'm not sure that there's a defense out there that's built quite like the Texans. I think that's probably the best defense that the Patriots will see all postseason. And then you keep wondering, and this is why I think the Patriots are going to win. You know, the one thing that you wonder is this the game that the away game that Ben Roethlisberger, Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell put it all together? And I say away game because they've been completely different at Heinz Field than they've been everywhere else. And I think that when you look at why people think the Patriots or the Steelers could walk away with a win this Sunday, it's because, well, they've got all this talent on offense, and they've got these, you know, two great players in Bell and Brown on offense, but they haven't been able to put it all together on the road and in big situations yet. So I'm not sold on them. I don't think that they're going to win. I just don't think Ben Roethlisberger is the same quarterback as he was even last year after the meniscus tear.
This team had so many great off-season acquisitions that have played key roles. From your perspective, who's been the most important of all those guys they picked up?
For the Patriots?
Yeah.
Well, that's a great question. I would probably lean offensively and either go with a Martellus Bennett or a Chris Hogan, because you know, with Rob Gronkowski being injured, you have a solid backup. I mean, he's not obviously putting up the numbers of the player that Gronkowski is, but Bennett is able to, you know, be involved in that blocking game. He's got a big personality. He has a big target in Needham. And Chris Hogan, you know, when he's healthy, I think has added just another sort of layer to that offense, particularly over the middle a little bit, because, you know, your two, you know, your other two sort of go-to guys that Brady really likes, and Edelman and Amendola, they're a little more to the outside, you know, in that slot receiver position. So I would say those two guys have expanded that offense and finally given Brady some receivers, some veteran guys that he can trust and has developed a good rapport with.
Trini, what do you think is potentially going to be more awkward if Roger Goodell has to present that Lombardi trophy to Bob Kraft and Bill Belichick and company, or when Barack Obama has to shake Donald Trump's hand on Friday?
That is tough. That is a toss-up. I am actually going to go with Goodell and the Brady Belichick, because at least President Obama and President-elect Trump have been willing to talk through their differences and, you know, be adults about it and at least put a good foot forward for all of the things that, you know, Mr. Trump has done recently, taking to Twitter to take everyone to task. He's had very kind and flattering things to say about President Obama, knowing that they want a peaceful transition. So while I think maybe on the inside, you know, if we can hear their inside voices, it might be different, but I think on the outside it'll be okay. If Roger Goodell has to present Brady and Belichick to Kraft with that trophy, it is going to be one of the most amazingly awkward moments in sports. And I am going to love every second of it. And I hope somebody does something to really embarrass Roger Goodell, because I think he's such a coward for not coming here.
Now, speaking of Friday and the inauguration, you have weighed in quite often with thoughts on the race this year and post-election.
Yeah, you guys falling off your chair that I have something nice to say about President-elect Trump there?
No. I think you and I are on the same side of things here. But I asked Bob Ryan about this earlier in the show, and anytime any of us weigh in, quite often you get that stick to sports.
Yeah.
And so I asked Bob, and I ask you, why should we, and why should anybody, except maybe Rob Schneider, stick to what they do? We're all citizens.
Yeah, I do not. I mean, I have it right in my Twitter bio. No, I will not stick to sports. I am consider myself an informed, active citizen and participant in our society. And if I feel strongly about something, I don't know why I should have to appease other people's view that they want to stay in their little sports bubble. That's fine. And I would say, you know, 75-80% of what I tweet and put out there and discuss is sports related. But if there's something that I feel passionately about or strongly about, I'm gonna go ahead and offer my opinion. I have every right as an American citizen to do that.
Trini, before we let you go, what's currently sitting at number one on your travel wish list?
Oh, that's a great question, especially because I love to travel. I'm going to Spain in April. I'm doing a little girls' road trip. We're going to fly into Barcelona and then drive around southern Spain and then kind of cut up the middle to Madrid to the northeastern, my direction, northeastern side back down to Barcelona. But, man, I have been dying to do a safari. I've been dying to do an African safari, and I may do one next year with one of my best friends from college.
Well, you know,
that's really high on my list.
That sounds great, and perhaps your work on the morning show there is good training for dealing with wild animals.
Yeah, you think? I keep those boys in check, though.
Yes,
and,
you do.
It's good. It's a debate platform. It keeps me on my toes.
Absolutely. Trini, it's great talking with you, as always. Thanks for being with us this afternoon. We'll catch you again soon.
All right, sounds good, guys. Thanks so much.
Trini Kuznarek, Comcast Sportsnet New England, here on Downtown as we get set to wrap up the first hour of the program on this Wednesday afternoon.